all the klayim. Let's say the animal lived with another min, and gave birth. So what comes out of it is also for korban. That's called klayim. The pasuk Rashi says shoshor or kesev prat leklayim, and ki yivole. The pasuk says the prat leyotzei doifin. So again, if the animal comes out of klayim, a mixture, or else of a treifa, if the mother was a treifa, so our Mishnah holds that a vlad of a treifa is also possible for korban. V'yotzei doifin, a vlad that came out of the mother, not normally, but it made like a Caesarean, came out to the side. Also, this animal is possible for korban. But let's say again, you have a lot of animals that are korbanos that got mixed up with one of these animals. And the loch is not bottle bereiv again, since the bal chay is a davar choshuv, it's not bottle bereiv. So what do we do now? The loch is with this whole tarubis, even let's say there's 1,000 of them here, the loch is yiro achi stovu. You have to let all these animals pasture in the fields until they become a balmum. So now when the animal, when the korban becomes a balmum, the loch is v'yimachru, you're allowed to sell it. The Bezdin, the Gizbuk could sell them, and with the money, the Yovoi B'dimei HaYofa Sheben, he has to take the value of the best animal that was there. Again, so again, we're talking about really there's only, let's say, one korban, one animal, let's say one shor, which was a korban Eila, got mixed up with these other animals, or even one and one, that the other one is an animal that's never by Avera, that cannot be brought for korban. So again, these two animals now, when they both become Bali Mumim, you sell both of them. Now with the money of the more expensive one, and that's the one Lechumra we have to go, maybe that was a korban. And with that money, you have to buy you have to buy now a korban Eilah according to the money that you got for the better animal. Again, originally, you had one shor which was a korban Eilah, and it got mixed up with another shor that was never by Avera. But since you don't know which one is which, you have to wait till they both become Balmum, and you sell both of them, and the value of the more expensive one, that one you bring for a korban Eilah. You buy a korban Eilah with that money. What's going to be Nis Arvu? You have this one korban, you have this one korban Eilah, they got mixed up, Bechulun Tamimim, they got mixed up with another animal, that's a tam. That animal is fit to become a korban. So what should you do now? You have one animal that's a korban oilo, that got mixed up with another animal. The loch is, yimachru hachulin letzorcha yoichemin. What you have to do is you have to go to somebody now that wants to bring a korban oilo. Like you tell them, give us the money, and one of these two animals now, the one that's not korban, the one that's chulin, should be your korban oilo. So if now we have both of these animals, are a korban eilah, and therefore the kohen brings both of them, and each one he brings, he has in mind for the right owner. There's no psul shinu b'ilamir, because when he shechts the first animal, he has in mind whoever is the owner of this korban, it should be for you. And when he shechts the second one, he has the same thing in mind: whoever is the owner of this korban, it should be for him. So since the korban got mixed up with the chulin tamimim, with a regular animal that could become a korban, that's the best eitza. Just sell to somebody that needs a korban eilah. So now you have two korban eilahs here, both of them are brought. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be kodshim? The kodishim, let's say kodshim got mixed up with kodshim, animals that are one korban, got mixed up. There's kodshim from belong to different people, got mixed up now. So min deminoi. If let's say they're all a korban chattis, just Ruvain's korban chattis and Shimon's and Yehuda got mixed up together. So locher is now zeh yikrav l'shem mishu, v'zeh yikrav l'shem mishu. The kohen could do the avoidus, and each korban chatas that he brings, he has in mind whoever is the real owner. I want this korban to be for that owner. That's kashim. What's going to be kachim b'kachim min b'shem minoi? Let's say the animals, all five shvarim, got mixed up, but one, let's say, was the korban eilah. One was the korban chatis, one was the shlomim. Let's say they got mixed up. Five kvasim got mixed up, and they had different halachas on them. Now we don't know which one's the oilah, which one's the shlomim. What should we do? So halacha here is again, yiru achi yistavu. You have to let it pasture around the fields until they become a balmum. And when they become a balmum, now the yemochri, you're allowed to sell all these animals. And the yofi, the dinai yofi shebem, mi minze, you have to buy from the value of the better animal the type of a korban that you need. But let's say these two animals, one was worth $10, one was worth $5. The halacha is each one of them now is going to have to spend $10 to buy a new korban to have it brought, because we do not know which one, like which $10 one was the korban erlo or was it the korban chassis. Now it has to be brought a korban chassis, a $10 one, a korban erlo, a $10 one, and a korban shlomim, a $10 one. So according to the most valuable one, that's how much each one now has to buy a new korban. And the Mishnah says that again, Yimkov Yovib Dimei Yafa Shabem Minzer, over Dimei Yafa Shabem Minzer, the Yasser Amaisim of Esai, and let the Bailam have to spend extra money from their own pocket. Since they're going to have to pay extra money right now, more than they get for selling the animals, that will have to pay from their own pocket. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be Nisorfu Bechor over Maisa? Let's say the kochim got mixed up. One of them was a korban bechor or korban maisa. But the lachar is on these things, you're not allowed to sell them. You can't be paid them. There's no din pidyon on a korban bechor or korban maisa. So what do you do now? He got mixed up with other korbanos. The lachar is yiro achis tovu. And echadam, you have to wait to all become a balmum. And then v'yoychal kebechor or kemaisa. And you could eat them. You have to eat all of them with the kedushas of a bechor or a maisa. In other words, taka, you'll sell these things and you'll get the money, and with the money you'll have to bring new korbanos. But our korban, the one that buys this meat, he has to be nei lechumrom, as if the meat is the meat of a korban bechor. It's like it's a balmum of a bechor or a balmum of a maisa that you have to eat with kedusha. It's mutter to eat, but you have, in other words, you can't sell it to itlis or the shkol, like we'll see in the Gemara. It has certain kedusha on it, but did not chow the pigeon completely, so that meat has to be eaten b'teras kedushas b'chor and maisa. Ha'keil yechodel misorif, everything is possible to be mixed up, chutz min achatis min oshim, excluding the korban chatis and the korban oshim. Because the old korbanis, they could get mixed up, that you can't realize which one is which, chutz min achatis min oshim, because achatis min oshim can't get mixed up, because oshim is einuvela ayil, it's only a ram or kevis. A zocher, that's only be a male. Filo achatis in a keiva. Mashenken achatis is always a female. So male achatis and a noshim cannot get mixed up together. We'll always recognize the difference. Now the Gemara says, Maya filu. What does the Mishnah mean to say filu? The Avminer is, the Mishnah starts off, Kol azvachim shenetabu bechatoris ha-meisles. That if one zevach gets mixed up with one korban, so it says that it has to die. Then the Mishnah says, "Afilu achas peribuya." So I mean, there is, even if one korban gets mixed up, let's say 10,000 behemoths that are shoraniskol. So chirp shita then madach, when one korban gets mixed up with one, as in his yemaisu, so pshita, if one korban gets mixed up with 1,000 shoraniskols, pshita the lachar is all of them are meisis. So what's the lachar maya afilu? So much like this, Hokakom, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Kol ha'zvachim shinis aravu behen. Chatois ha'meisis, that's what it means to say. You have a korban here, and now it gets mixed up into the korban. Another animal comes in there that has a loch of a chatois ha'meisis. That was a korban chatis, that one of the five things happened to it. Either it was meisah by law, or it's chapro by law, and the din is that the chatis is meisis. Or your else shoraniskol. Or else the shoraniskol came now into the picture. Meaning first there was one korban here, and now a shor haniskol got mixed up with his korban. So that's the Mishnah mean. Now it's very good. Afilu echad b'ribuya yemaisu. Kulon. Even though now 1,000, 10,000 korbanos were here first, and now one shor haniskol gets mixed up with them, the chiddush is still, we say that one shor haniskol, or chatas ha'meisis, is not bottle, and therefore the lachar is, kulon yemaisu. All of them we have to just let die. Gemara says, Tanina Chod Zimno. Learned this already one time. We had a Gemara in Tmura that says, Kol Ha'asurin Lagabi Mizbeach Oisrin V'chol Shein. Any korban, any behemoth that's also for the Mizbeach, if he gets mixed up with other korbanos, Slocher is Oisrin V'chol Shein. So Oisrin V'chol Shein means that even though it gets mixed up, one, in 10,000, still it's not bottle. So you learned this already. A Gemara in Tumura. So what do you have to have our Mishnah for? And it says the Arroiva Venirva. There's a filler called Asur Megabi Mizbech, means like an animal which was Ravei Venirva, that lived with a Zachar or lived with a Mekeva. So it said it already. So where it says, Omer Rav Ashivashi said, Amri Selish Shemaita Karmad Rav Simi, I said over this Kasha, this Halacha, in front of Rav Simi, Viatrichen, and he said, no, still we need our Mishnah over here. Even though we learned the Gemara over there in Tumura, still we need our Mishnah over here. Dima Yosef would have just learned the Mishnah there in Tumura. Have, I mean, I would have thought to say, Hanimili Ligvoya. Maybe the pshat is that Kulam Asurim means Ligvoya, that you cannot use any one of those animals for korban. Avalahed Yitay Malay, for the mice now, let's say the mice with this bottle barayv, let's say the one korban is bottle barayv, and therefore, lehedjit, it could be used. Meaning, bereiya ufadiya, like Rashi says. Maybe you have to let it pasture in the fields, and then it becomes a balmum, and then you can point to them. Because over there it's not talking about nisar vobi suri hano. There it's just talking about an animal which was a roveya of a nirva. Senechanami, it's all also meaning it's also legvoya, but it's still nice to use them. Let them pasture, let them become a balmum, and then you could use them. Like, that's why I need the Chiddush of our Mishnah to teach us now that it can't be used at all. And v'imehoch, if we would have just had our Mishnah over here, having now would have thought to say, Hani hu di suri hanoninu. Only these cases in our Mishnah, where it's also bano, where it's a chatas ha-meisos asher anisko. Aval hani, but the other cases where it's not also bano, aim I would have thought to say, loi suricho. Therefore, I need both Mishnayos in. And Rashi says, I would have thought to say, the cases that are not also bano, Eima kilu sirai, it's a simple issa, v'nevata beruba v'afil l'gvoya, I would have thought to say, it's even bato b'roiv, and therefore could be used l'gvoya, k'marsh malon, that even things that are only also could be used for korban, like a reveya v'nirva, and even though it's not also bano, still the din is, it's not bato b'roiv. That's why I need both halachas. Now the Gemara is, Delavi Suri Hano, even cases that are not also bano, it's only an Avera, the animal can't be used for korban, like Raveya Venirva, Delavi Suri Hano, Hotoni Lei, still a question, it says it in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says clearly here, that Klayim, Trifiyot, Tzedayf, and all these things, also it's not Bota Baroid. Says so, let's just learn our Mishnah here in Zvokim, and we do not need the Mishnah in Temura. Temura says no, Mikatoni, the Kamo, Kosheng, Hosem Katoni. There's now Mishnah by the Averis. It doesn't say in what number it's not bottle. Here it does not say Afil of Rabuya. In our Mishnah, maybe I would have thought to say it's bottle, maybe 1 in 100, maybe 1 in 200. It's only the Mishnah there in Temura, and there Attacker says it's even bottle, it's not bottle, even but Kolshein. So therefore we need the Mishnah in Temura. For the more still, the Nisni Ho, Vloid Boy Ho. So then let's just say this case in Temura. And it should not say it here in Zvokim. Like, how come altogether it says the case in our Mishnah of Treif Vaklayim Yetzadayfim? Since these are only Isurim, it's not Isabanoah, so the Ikalimud isn't from the Mishnah in Temura, that it's not bought leaving Bechol Shu. So what do we have to have our Mishnah here altogether for? Samar says, Takan Titzvachlei, that the Aloha our Mishnah is the Takona. How do you fix it up? There in the Mishnah in Temura, only says that if it gets mixed up, one animal, which is also for korban, and 1,000 other animals, even the choshu, it's not bottle, they will also. But does not say what you should do now. Our Mishnah explains the takana. Our Mishnah says what the takanta, how do you fix it up? The takanta is that you should let it pasture in the fields until it becomes a balmum, and then you sell it, and with the money you buy the korban. Therefore, the kids, you need both Mishnahs. Our Mishnah that says the takanta, and the Mishnah there talks about ikad yisurim, say it's not bottle, even the choshu. Now the Gemara says, Tehedyit nami tonilei, even if you say it's not bottle, for dini hedyit, something that's also bano, also we learned the Gemara that it's a Mishnah in Avodah Zarah. So it's a kasha, what do we have to have our Mishnah here for? For the Gemara, Tehedyit nami tonilei, it says a Mishnah in Avodah Zarah, it says, V'yelu asurin v'yosim b'chol shein. These are the things that's also bano, and if it gets mixed up, it's even not bottle, even mechol shein. Yayin nesach, tiyavodes kechovim. So says those things that since they're also bano, yayin nesach is also bano. So if a barrel of yayin nesach gets mixed up with 1,000 other barrels, they're all also bano. It's not bottle brayv. The same thing in avodah zarah. Something that has an isra avodah zarah on it gets mixed up with other things, even 1,000, they're all not bottle. So you learn to write it that it's not bottle. And the Rashi says these things are not bottle, even lehedjit, it's not known to legvoya. So you learned already there, even lehedjit, for private use also, it's not bottle. Something that's also bano, it's not bottle. So what do we need our Mishnah here for? So we're in Sitzrich and still we need both Mishnahs. We need the Mishnah in Zvokim, and we need the Mishnah.